101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:11. Good morning. 48 degrees in downtown Wadena. It is Wednesday, and that means that instead of Dan's News, we are talking with Nicole Strazik, the reporter at the Wadena Pioneer Journal. She joins us live in studio every Wednesday morning to talk about what's going on. Hey, how's it going?
Good, CJ. How you doing?
Pretty darn good. You know, it's a busy time across central Minnesota, across the WPJ's reach. And what kind of happened over the weekend? What have you been up to?
Well, you know, it's been kind of a slow news week this week, but we have some great stuff coming out in the paper. We have some updates on city council meeting last week, and county board is pretty busy with their search for the new county administrator to replace Ryan Auden, who left back on the 5th. So that's been, you know, kind of a lot of little things going on here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, which is really cool, that's happening today. At the Wadena Municipal Airport, the Minnesota wing of Commemorative Air Force is flying a World War II SNJ fighter trainer airplane at noon, and it is landing at the airport to honor World War II fighter pilot in the Navy, 101-year-old Leo Bernou.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn cool.
It is very cool. I love when I get emails, late night emails, that say something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, when you get to do some of these events, how do you get to cover that? So when are you going to be at the airport? How do you track people down? What's it like covering a story like that?
Well, for something like this, because it's happening right here in Wadena, I will have the luxury of going and checking it out firsthand. So I'm very excited to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And usually my game plan is to get there early, get a good spot, talk to some people, get some quotes, get some information that I can use to pull my story together. And then of course, I need really great pictures as well for the paper.
Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, what's your expectation? I mean, you get to go see the World War II airplane. You get to see it fly over. I mean, what are you expecting out of that?
Well, I'm expecting it to be a pretty epic event, as well as the weather, if it cooperates. I hope that it's not going to be pouring rain like it is right now outside. And I just think it's such a fantastic thing to honor our veterans and to do things like this for them, you know, especially with November coming up with Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's one of the things, too, that I'd like to put out there. If anyone is a veteran and would like to be interviewed for the Wadena Pioneer Journal's upcoming, we'll do, a special, you know, piece for Veterans Day. And then we also have a thing that's in the paper where you can bring in a picture, submit a picture of a veteran, and we will honor them in the paper as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And, you know, with getting to see a World War II airplane, have you ever seen a World War II airplane, and have you ever seen one actually fly?
I have not. I mean, I might have seen a World War II airplane. They had like the Brainerd Airport over in Brainerd does like an annual type of airplane show sort of thing. So I might have seen one there a few years back, but nothing as cool as what's happening today, for sure.
Yeah, that's gonna be really cool. You'll want to read that once that story ends up coming out.
Yes.
Nicole, anything else going on with the paper? What else have you been up to?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, the chamber is always busy with their stuff that they've got coming up. One of the things that I thought is a really cool thing that people could add to their calendars is on October 24th, What is the Wesley Conversation is happening from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Wadena Depot, and is hosted by the Wadena County Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're working on that. Lina Belair over with the Historical Society is busy working on, you know, what's going to be going on with the Wesley. So that'll be interesting as well.
Really, really cool. What else do you have going on with the paper? What do you have coming up? What's some things people should be looking out for?
Well, we definitely have a lot of Halloween things coming up because, of course, you know, Halloween's coming. Before we know it, it'll be here. And the Halloween costume crawl is going to be happening downtown Wadena, and there's a kiddie parade that's also going to be happening. And then quite a few area businesses, including the chamber, is hosting like trunk or treats. So it's going to kind of help, you know, with the chaos that happens downtown with the businesses wanting to hand out candy to the little ones. These centralized events will help kind of alleviate the chaos. So that'll be good.
Really, really cool. And so a question I have for you, Nicole, is what is your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, my goodness. I am a Kit Kat person.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Right.
Like, see, Kit Kats are number one with on a bullet for me.
Yep, same. I love me some Kit Kats. And if I could get some frozen Snickers, I might put that as a second.
That is, yeah, those are pretty good, too. Yeah. See, one time I told Corey that Kit Kats were the best Halloween candy, and he told me, and I quote, "This may be one of your worst takes." So I'm glad somebody's in my camp. I'm glad that we got a band
Team
together.
Team Kit Kat over here, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the number one Halloween candy by state, do you know what Minnesota's is?
Oh, no, I don't.
It's Hot Tamales.
No.
Who decided that?
Who makes that choice?
Exactly. Who did they have picking? Because I don't think they're properly representing us.
Do they even make hot tamales anymore?
I think so, but I think they're like in those little quarter vending things outside of stores.
Right, that are like ancient, and then you're wondering, you know, if you're going to be losing a tooth every time you eat.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then every time you eat them, they like make your tongue all weird, and then everything tastes strange for the rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no thanks.
Yeah, that's apparently what people want in their Halloween bags in Minnesota.
Oh, no thank you.
Yeah, I feel like they need to do a recount on that.
I think so, too. We need to revote.
We need a recount. I'll even accept that Kit Kats don't even need to be number one on that one. Just anything other than hot tamales.
I agree.
Maybe dots. I wouldn't put dots on that list.
Oh, no, those stick to your teeth. I don't like them either.
Yeah, not a big dots person. Although There's probably somebody out there who loves dots and hot tamales, and more power to you, but...
Absolutely. Not, to each their own.
Yeah,
but... Living your best life.
You can have mine. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nicole, anything else that you have to offer while we got you in studio? Otherwise, where can people get the PJ?
No, I think that's about it for this week. You can reach out to me at the Wadena Pioneer Journal. You can email me at nstrosik@thewadenapj.com or give me a call at the office. Check out our website. Become a subscriber, get access to all of our news, and if you subscribe to both online and or the digital and the print version, you get access to all of the Forum Communications Company's news. So it's a really great deal, and it's a really good thing to do for the community.
Really great deal, really great stuff. And Nicole joins us every Wednesday morning to go over some of that great stuff that's in the Wadena Pioneer Journal. Hey, Nicole, thanks for stopping in studio again. Have a great rest of your week, and we look forward to chatting with you on next Wednesday when you can tell us a little bit about how that flyover went.
I will. I'm excited. And anyone who wants to join, more than welcome.
Awesome.
More the better.
Awesome. We'll see you next week, Nicole.
Thanks, CJ.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can find it on our website, wadenaradio.com, and the KWAD Facebook page.